What a mighty God we serve. He is able. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we think, ask, or can imagine he can do. He's almighty. You know what almighty means? Nothing is impossible for him. Things that we think, you know, can't happen, oh yeah, God can make them happen. Nothing impossible for him. He does everything according to his plan, his will. Not our plan. I know we want him to do it the way we want to do it, but he has a plan before the foundations of the earth. Before you were born, he had a plan. And that plan is in action. Yes, every day. His plan is in motion. I know you think the world is turned upside down, but he has a plan. He has a great plan. So don't you worry. He has not forgotten what he promised you. He has not forgotten you. He knows your name. His thoughts of you are more than the grains of sand. Every day, Jesus sits on the right hand of the Father every day praying for you. Yes, he knows your name. Don't forget, he knows your fingerprints, your footprints, your voice prints. He knows every time we go in the secret place. He knows when we don't come there. He's waiting. He's waiting for us to come in the secret place. So when we get in the secret place, he's so excited. Yep, my daughter's there. Yep, my son's here. So don't you worry. Yep, God is there all the time. He don't leave us. He don't forsake us. You got to remember, he lives within you. So everywhere you go, he goes. He's in Asia, Africa, Australia, Antarctica, North America, South America, and Europe. He goes wherever you go. If you decide to go to Spain, he's going there too. He's so amazing. So I thank God for you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the Wednesday midweek Bible study. We thank you that we can study your word. Lord, many people in many countries don't even have a Bible. Even if we send them one, we got to send it in their languages. Many people don't speak English. Many people don't understand English. So, Father, we're thanking you ahead of time for the Bibles that's going to be in every language. Every tongue will understand. Every tongue will be able to read the Word of God. Oh, yes, you are such a magnificent Father. You are awesome. You are mighty. You are holy. You are the righteous King. You are the Almighty Father. Oh, we come today to worship you, to honor you, to bless you, to give you glory, to give you praise, to give you thanks. Oh, yeah, we owe you all the thanks. Thanks for life. Thank you for abundant life. Thank you for our health. Thank you for our strength. Thank you for our family. Thank you for the city we live in. Thank you for the nation we live in, Lord God. And, Father, we bring America before you because America has lost its first love. America was based on biblical principles, but now following the devil's principles. But Lord, as children of the Most High God, help us not to follow the devil's principles. Let us not get it mixed up, twisted. Let us know your word. The way we know your word is to study your word. So today on Wednesday midweek Bible study, we thank you for your word going forth. We lift up your service, Sister Mary Nichols, a holistic coach, oh God, who will be teaching us about things you want us to learn. Help us not to be ignorant of those things. You know, Satan's devices, he wants to keep us unhealthy. But Lord, your word says, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers. So we thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we are prospering in our health, in our soul. We love and adore you. We bless you. We honor you, Lord God. That is your first commandment. Lord, you didn't say if you desire, you can love me. No. And then you told us how to love you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. Woo, what an amazing plan you had. And then you added on to that. You said the second one is like that one, to love other people like to love ourselves. So, Father, we thank you, oh God, as we are your obedient servants. We thank you for leading us daily, 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 leading us every day the way you want us to go. Help us to keep our eyes fixed on you. And those of us who are going through circumstances, situations, you say they come to make us stronger. Every situation comes to make us stronger. So, Father, I thank you that we have the strength of the Lord on the inside of us, and the joy, your joy is our strength. So today we're asking you to order our steps like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus. On here today, Sister Mary Nichols and Sister Mary Coleman. I'll tell you what, God loves that name, Mary. Hallelujah. So we thank God for you all coming on today. May the Lord continually bless you, walk with you, talk with you, and may you listen. You know we got to tune in. So far, I'm thanking the Lord that he is tuning our ears. You know our ears have to be attuned to hear the voice of God. So I thank God for you all every day. I thank God for putting you all in my life. I thank God for everything that he's doing for you, for your family. Because you know he's doing great things. I mean, if you go visit a nursing home today, you will probably cry and pray. cry and pray, cry and pray. So I thank God for all of you today coming on with us. You know, we serve an amazing God. He is such a phenomenal God that, you know, we can't compare. There are false gods, but you can't even compare our God to any false God. No, no, no. He's an amazing God. God of impossibilities. You know those things you've been waiting on? You think, oh, yeah, this is impossible. But guess what? Nothing is impossible with our God. So our scripture today is found in 3 John 2. You know what it says, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper in health, even as your soul prospers. So he wants us to be in good health. And then our next scripture is Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded. Listen to this. But he was wounded for our transgressions. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to put somebody on mute here talking. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And guess what? Listen carefully. With his stripes, we are healed. Isn't that awesome? With his stripes, we're healed. So we got to claim the healing. When we hear the bad news, we got to say, oh, thank you, but no, no thank you. Mm-mm. We got to say, the Lord said, I'm already healed by his stripes. So, yeah, that's how we got to flow. So today, I believe Sister Mary Nichols is going to sing. One of the Marys, or both of the Marys, was singing Order My Steps. So we thank God for you all. Sister Mary Nichols, you going to sing today? It's yes or no. You don't have to.
No.
You don't have to because I don't want you to be worn out.
No.
Well,
I was.
Okay. No problem.
Well, I need it.
Sister
Thank
Mary
you.
Coleman, would you like to sing today, Sister Mary Coleman?
Oh, sure, I would.
I did.
With our God, we can do nothing. Without him, oh Lord, we would fail. With our God, our lives would be so, our lives would be so empty, we'd be just like ships without a sail. He's our strength in times of trouble. He's a doctor in our sick room. He's a bridge over the waters. Without God, Lord knows we would fail. Give him all the praise. Hallelujah.
Hey, Lord. Man, that was beautiful. Beautiful. You got one more?
Just a close walk with thee. Granted, Jesus. Lord, if you please, daily walking close to thee, oh, let us be, dear Lord, let it be. I'm weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all daily walking close to thee, oh Lord, let it be, Lord, let it be.
Amen, amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord. That's what we need, a closer walk with thee. And we got to remember, oh my God, without God, we can't do nothing. We can't even breathe. Amen. You know, like Sister Julie, she always saying, let everything that have breath, praise the Lord. But without him, we don't even have breath. We don't even have, you know, we can't even think. We can't, but one thing he told us, how we should think. So I thank God. Well, it's scripture search. Get your Bibles ready. Scripture search time. Get your Bibles ready. Get ready to search. All right. So we're going to do it the easy way today. I'm going to have some mercy on y'all today. We're going to do it the easy way. So get your Bibles ready. And the first one, this is, we have some new people on today. So the first, this is how we do it. I call the scripture. The first one findeth, state your name, and then you read the scripture. You don't have to keep saying your name over and over. We hear you. State your name and read the scripture. All right, so the first scripture is Exodus 15:26. Exodus 15:26. That's number one. So when you find it, state your name and read it. Exodus 15:26. We got Bible scholars on here, so if your Bible's ready, look them up. You can look it up on your phone even. You know, you just type in Exodus 15:26 scripture. It'll come up. Exodus 15:26. Y'all moving a little bit slow today. Like, y'all moving like a turtle. Come on, we got to catch up with the rabbits today. Come on, y'all. Exodus 15:26. Somebody. I know Sister Mary got it. I know somebody know it by heart. Sister Mary,
Mary
probably
Coleman?
Know it by heart. All right.
Exodus 15:26. Makes the tabernacle with 10 curtains of finely twisted linen. And
okay,
blue.
You can stop. That one's not correct.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Exodus 15.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't do it right. I'm so sorry.
No, no, you just looked up the wrong scripture. That's all. Exodus 15:26.
Somebody wow. I don't know how I did that.
That's okay. You could do it again. Look it up again. Exodus 15:26. Come on, some of y'all. Marry somebody. Come on. We got
okay,
it. Come on,
okay,
y'all.
Let's see. 26, he said, if you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do
right.
What is right. And it,
okay.
Is that right?
No, ma'am. Exodus 15:26.
What? I don't know. Well, that's somebody else doing because I keep doing something wrong. I don't know why.
Do you have your Bible in front of you?
Yes.
Exodus. Look up Exodus. Go to chapter 15. Read verse 26. Sister Mary Nichols, you have it?
I think I have it. Six days you are to gather
no.
Up on the seventh. No.
Uh-uh. No.
We're messing
what's
up today.
Exodus 15:26.
Okay.
Exodus 15:26.
Exodus 15:26. Let's see. Wow, 25, 26. He said, if you listen carefully to the Lord, I'm sorry, if you listen carefully to the Lord, your God, and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you.
Yes, that's it.
I'm sorry.
That's it. Thank you, Sister Mary. Mary Coleman. No problem. All right. So we're still in the books of the law. This one is Deuteronomy 7:15.
Okay, I have it. Mary Coleman?
Okay.
The Lord will keep you free from every disease. He will not inflict on you the horrible diseases you knew in Egypt, but he will inflict them on all who hate you.
Amen. That is correct. Okay. All right. Next scripture. This is in the Old Testament still. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 22.
I'm going to let somebody else to do it. I don't want to do them all.
That was Proverbs 4:22. Oh, 22. You're really working hard on this one, Sister G. Okay. I'm using an unusual Bible. It didn't break it out like that. 22. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to a man's whole body.
Amen. Excellent, excellent. All right, we got one more. One more, still in the Old Testament. Jeremiah 30:17. Y'all doing good. Jeremiah 30:17.
I have it. I'm going to let somebody else because I don't want to do it all.
Sister Julia, you went to sleep on. Sister Julia, you went to sleep? Sister Irma, you went to sleep on it? I'm just kidding. I know you all didn't go to sleep. Jeremiah 30:17. It doesn't matter if you read them 15 times. You can still read. Go ahead, Sister Mary,
okay.
If you have it.
Okay, Mary Coleman. But I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord, because you are called an outcast. Zion, is that right?
Yes, ma'am. That's Mary. Sister Mary.
Oh, I thought somebody said something.
No,
Zion, for whom no one cares.
All right. That's Sister Mary. She over there screaming because of the word of God is true. She loved the word of God. She get excited when she hear the word of God. She over there in Oklahoma screaming when she hear the word. Woo, woo, woo. She know.
Okay.
All those scriptures were related to health and healing. And, you know, Sister Mary Nichols is a holistic coach. She's a part of our Wednesday midweek Bible study family and a part of the Tuesday prayer line. So we thank God for her. She's going to teach the word today and how we should stay healthy. So good afternoon again, Sister Mary Nichols. We got two Marys
on here. Sister G, I'm always excited to be here and excited to hear the word. And I unmuted at the wrong time. So I apologize.
But, no problem.
Okay. I've been inspired to talk a little bit about soy, S-O-Y. And but I need to summarize some basic things before I can say anything about soy. And the first thing is Psalms 139:13-17. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious are thy thoughts unto me, O God, how great is the sum of them. And in 2 Timothy 1 and 7, verses 7 and 8, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. God has made us wonderfully, and we praise him for his great blessing. He has not given us the spirit of fear, but love and a strong mind. And he's made every part of our body. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about the soy near the end, but just remind us of some of the things that over and over again, and I thank you, Sister Z, that you allow me to practice by reading and studying and saying it over and over again, because it is so important. The thing that is on my mind right now is about the part that the Lord has put inside of us in our gut, and that includes, you know, the stomach and the intestines and all of the rest of that tract, that he has put this in our body and created the immune system. The immune system is crucial to our overall health. It has a direct effect over life itself. We have learned that in our immune system, if it is weak or impaired, we will not survive the onslaught of all of the bacteria, the toxins, the germs, the viruses in our environment. And yes, there might be even more coming. We are surrounded by things that make us unhealthy. Even things that are designed to kill us are based. Some of it is based on the money that can be made by making us sick, keeping us sick, and profiting off the medication and things that treat symptoms but never fix the root problem. The immune system is a network of biological processes that protect an organism from diseases. It detects and responds to a wide variety of pathogens and viruses, even parasitic worms, as well as cancer cells and objects such as wood splinters, disintegrating them, distinguishing them, rather, from the organism's own
competition. Sister Mary, we got like a bad connection. I don't know what it is, but do you hear it? Do the rest of you hear the bad connection, or is it just me?
No, I hear it.
This sorry.
Is, you think?
Sister,
can you hang up? No, can you hang up and call back in?
Okay, will do. Thank you.
All right. Okay, thank you. All right, she's going to dial right back in. But it was a very poor connection going in and out, so I wanted her to be, you know, us to be able to hear it very clearly. She'll be right back. All right, she's on now. Let me see. Lord, let it be clear, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
All right, Sister Mary. Oh,
yes.
That's 100% better.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I will try not to move around because the Lord gave me a new phone and I'm fighting it. The immune system. And many of us are in that kind of age group where just by age, sometimes our immune system does not work as well as it once did. And they even have given it a name. It's called that when our cells start to age. But part of our gut, where 80 to 90% of our immunity is produced for everyone, it doesn't matter what age, grows less able to produce those immunity cells that defend our bodies and attack and destroy those bacteria, heavy metals and viruses and bad stuff that's designed to keep us from being our best so that we serve our God in health. For number one, for a long time, I have been talking about avoiding wheat, rye, oats, barley, and add to that now buckwheat. All of these things have gluten in them. Now, some people will tell you that oats don't have gluten in it, but it has gliadin in it, which treats your intestines the very same way that wheat, rye, and barley, and would treat your intestines. It coats it, it nubs the villi inside your intestines so that you will get to a point where you cannot absorb the nutrients from the good food that you are able to eat. And our blood circulates over our entire body, and the brain must have the right additions to it, the healthy nutrients, in order for us to make decisions and make choices that are led by the Spirit. Number two, reducing sugar in our lives is absolutely important. Most of you can tell or have experienced what happens when one eats too much sugar. And sugar is best in small quantities. Natural sugars from fruit and sweet plants like stevia or monk fruit is best. We know some of the problems that sugar can cause in our lives. They have made sugar by processing it. That's made it addicting. Once you get on the sugar train, it is absolutely hard to get off of it. And the food industry is now putting sugar in just about everything. I think back to my day when I read the label on the Morton salt box,
It has sugar in it. Okay, number three, using things like margarine, vegetable cooking oils in a bottle is not good. It causes inflammation. So switch to butter or lard to cook with. And I remind you that vegetable oil or any oil in a bottle, when the bottle is open, it starts to turn rancid because of the oxygen in it. It oxygenates. There you go. So avoid oil in a bottle. Also, frying in oil causes something called acrylamide, which is a cancer-producing thing. You know, it affects our food. It affects our body. So want to avoid frying things. And even the using the air fryer, the oil that naturally comes in food that is not baked at a lower temperature than frying, then when it's that natural oil will also produce acrylamide. Number four, eat fruits and vegetables and nuts and those things. Eat them. Eat organic, if at all possible. Avoid non-genetically modified fruits and vegetables, if at all possible. Grow your own fruits and vegetables. Be on the safe side. Number five, keep up physical activity as much as possible. Keep your diet clean as possible. Supplement. That's taking the vitamins and especially the minerals. Adding those to your regimen is great to do. Number six, read the label. What is in the products you're eating or using to cook with? How will it affect your body? Seek the guidance of the Lord to show you what is good for your body. And now I'm going to talk about soy. Soy is an exalted health food by some, with claims of taming hot flashes, warding off osteoporosis, and protecting against hormonal cancers like breast cancer or prostate cancer. At the same time, soy is shunned by others for fear of thyroid problems, dementia, although these claims supposedly have not been substantiated. Some debate about soy remains. As soy is a species within the legume family, and that's like beans and peanuts or legumes. Nutrition scientists often label soy as a food with potential for significant health benefits. However, due to contrary research that suggests possible negative effects of soy in certain situations, there has been a hesitancy to wholeheartedly promote soy. Part of this uncertainty is due to the intricacies of soy's effect on the body. Soy is unique in that it contains a high concentration of isoflavoid. It's a type of plant estrogen. it's a cytoestrogen that is similar in function to human estrogen, but with a much weaker effect. Soy isoflavin can bind to estrogen receptors in the body and cause either weak estrogenic or, on the other side, anti-estrogenic activity. The hormone level. Because soy can have estrogenic property, its effect can vary depending on the existing level of hormones in the body. Premenopausal women have much higher circulating levels of estradiol, the major form of estrogen in the human body. Premenopausal women, of course, have more estrogen in their body than postmenopausal women. In this context, soy may act like an anti-estrogen, but among postmenopausal soy may act like an estrogen. Also, women with breast cancer are classified into two hormonal types, either hormone positive or hormone negative for breast cancer. And these tumors respond differently to estrogen. Aside from the isoflavin content, soy foods are rich, according to some, in nutrients including B vitamins, fiber, potassium, magnesium, and high-quality protein. That previous information that I gave you was from the Harvard School of Public Health. Now, the reason why more and more people talk about the harmfulness of this is that it has a similar effect on the body as estrogen. And of course, hormones are not something to play with. And only doctors at this point can prescribe us to take hormones. Estrogen acts and affects both men and women, only in different ways. In men who have consumed a lot of soy, certain phenomena such as man boobies, have you seen those? And a decrease in testosterone have been observed. Sexual disorders have occurred in women as well as many other things. Also, without prior processing in the form of fermentation, soy is not suitable for human consumption, which is also used as an argument by opponents of the consumption of this plant. It also contains certain enzyme blockers. We need our enzymes in order to break down food that we do eat. Why is it so common is, above all, that soy is cheaply produced. That is why we can find it in various types of junk food. What can happen when you stop consuming soy? What can happen is you will lessen your exposure to unwanted estrogen. I did not, in my research, and I didn't have a lot of it to do, I did not find any requirement such as the daily requirement of extra estrogen. I did not find any ways of measuring how much we have and how much we need. I didn't see any recommendation that we need a certain amount of estrogen. I didn't find it. Dr. Laura Dennison and Dr. Joanne Conaway, two outstanding naturopathic doctors that the Lord have brought into my life, have spent much time in talking about estrogen, extra estrogen that we come into contact with. And these two doctors work with the certified holistic health coaches in teaching us and everybody else about medicine or holistic medicine. Both have cautioned us about the controversial eating of soy. Soy is now used in many other things, not just in our food. It's used in candles and even cash register receipts. Every time you touch a cash register receipt that has been made from soy, we get a little hit of estrogen. It could be extra estrogen that we didn't need, or we may still be deficient in estrogen. Several times a day when we touch things with estrogen in it, we get a little hit of the estrogen without knowing it. Soy has been known to disrupt hormones in men and women, and we need hormones to live. But it has also been known to interfere with thyroid health. And also, if you are taking thyroid treatments, medicines that regulate the thyroid, estrogen from these unknown sources can also disrupt that treatment. Since soy is included in so many processed foods, there was an English study, a report, and I failed to write down that information where it was, that they said 60% of products contain soy, but in addition to soy, sugar is included and oil are included. So I just suggest read the label. Pray and figure out if this is a product that you need, or decide to not eat the soy, especially with the sugar, the cooking oil combo. Those three things, if you are deciding not to eat them or to limit it or to read the label so that you know when you're getting it, that these foods, if you don't eat a lot of them with the soy in it, then you may lose a few pounds. That will help your health. Make your own snack. Crackers, muffins, and so on, those things that are most likely to have soy in them. Know what is in your food. Beware of soy. So I just ask that you would email me at marywnichols@gmail.com, and I'd like to send you a copy of the good food, bad food list that I have annotated, made notes on, to explain what I'm learning about good foods and bad foods. You will also receive a free health evaluation that will help you to make some decisions about your health. You will get a health score based on your answers. And then I do want to tell you that the Lord has brought into my life, well, one of those doctors, Dr. Dennison, an instrument called a Zyto scan. you put your hand on the cradle and it reads the galvanic response of your skin to find out about what things are good for your body. It even has a section that will tell you what food you need to be eating more of or foods that you need to be eating less of, because some foods are inflammatory to you that might not be inflammatory to me, or things that I like to eat might be inflammatory to you. And this is just a wonderful way of finding out. That is a local thing. I don't have the ability at this time to send the cradle all around the country, which I would love to do. But we're working on it. So email me for the health at free health evaluation and also the good food, bad food list that will tell you some of the things that govern my life and the lives of, I would say, millions of people on what we can eat, what we should eat, and things that we should avoid. The Lord has provided so many amazing, wonderful things for us to eat, but it's all a matter of knowing some things to avoid, but also to know about foods that are just not good for us. So, I have decided for me is not one of those things that I need to eat. So I read the labels on the packages, and mostly this is processed foods that you, if it's in a package, read the label and trust that what they put on the label is what's in the package. And that goes for the medicines we're taking as well as foods that we're eating. So just be cautious and trust the Lord to give us what we need. That's it, Sister G.
Okay, thank you so much. Oh, there was a lady on here who wanted to ask you some questions, and she just hung up. So I'm praying that she'll come back on. But anyone who has a question for Sister Mary, please state your name, and I'll call on you to ask a question. Anybody have any questions? Okay.
Mary Coleman. Mary Coleman.
Hi, okay. Mary Coleman.
Yes. So my question is, you're not saying specifically not to eat soy.
No, I'm not saying specifically not to eat soy. And the reason is there's some research and organizations, and you'll find a lot on the internet about eating soy, that it's a good thing and that it helps with hearts and all of that. But there is also a lot of research that's saying soy, the fact that it has that extra estrogen in it and that it has been linked to breast cancer, I just choose not to eat soy. It's usually coupled with sugar products, wheat, product and oil.
Sister Mary, can you give us your email address again and spell your last name? Thank you.
Okay. Mary W. Nichol, N-I-C-H-O-L, gmail.com.
Okay. Mary. All right. And if you can, I got it. I got it now. Mary W. Nichols at gmail.com, N-I-C-H-O-L-S. Now, and when someone asks a question, can you be very brief? And
okay.
So other people have a chance to ask the questions. Okay.
All right.
Next question. State your name and ask the question, please. Anybody else have any questions? Okay, I have a question. What's the scan called, the body scan called?
Okay. Zyto. Z-Y-T-O.
Okay, Zyto is a body scan. Okay, and where can I get it?
There's somebody in Jacksonville who might have one. But you're in Oklahoma City, so I'm going to be trying to give people.
Did you get it at a health food store? Where did you get it?
Oh, no, I had to order it from. I went to a Zyto conference in Dallas, and I had to order it through the company.
Okay, so if I go to Zyto company, Z-Y-T-O?
Yes.
Okay, I should be able to order from them, you think? Or Amazon may have it, you think?
I tell you what, it would be wonderful if you decide that you might want to use one, if you would order it through me.
Oh, well, that's good. Now I got it. We can order them through you. That's good. All right, thank you. I'll call you. All right, how much are the Zyto scans?
Well, the price varies on whether or not they're running a special or something like that. I've gotten information has been as low as $300, and they have different versions that go up to $5,000. So,
I got
one of the lesser. It's amazing information.
I got you. So I thank you so much. Anybody else have a question for Sister Mary? Question.
Mary Coleman.
Yes.
When she said Zyto scan, I thought she was saying scan like you get into a machine.
It is a machine.
How big
is
it? And does it? Do you put your hands on it? How do you get into it?
Yes. There's a hand cradle, and it fits your hand. It's like it has five for you to lay your hand on it, and it. Now, I can't tell you if. Very technical and all of that stuff. I cannot tell you how it works. I just know that over the last 3 years that I have been getting my Zyto scan I do it regularly. The information is gathered from your hand. There is it's called the galvanic skin response. And it basically just reads the impulses from your hand to answer 168 questions about your health. It's non-invasive. It doesn't hurt or anything. You just put your hand on the cradle, and it takes a few minutes for it to read your hand signal. And it's FDA approved.
Okay, can you send me a picture of Can you send me a picture of it?
Sure. And I will.
Yeah, you have to hang up. Yeah, after we hang up, you can send it to me.
I will. Okay.
So Sister Jean, this is Mary Coleman. Are you saying DYTO scan?
Z as in zebra, O, T, no, I'm sorry, can't spell. Z as in zebra, Y as in yo-yo, O, Z-Y-O.
So that is just Z-Y-O?
Z-Y-T-O.
Okay, gotcha. Z-Y-T-O.
Okay,
I think
yeah,
it's...
Z-Y-T-O. Okay. Anybody else? Questions?
Health evaluation. It's good, too. And you get me as a health coach.
Okay, I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking it up. And it says the global leader in biocommunication technology, ZYTO. Mm-hmm. Grow your wellness business with ZYTO scanning. Grow your wellness business by leveraging the insight of ZYTO scanning. So I would have to click on this and maybe, you know, see what it does or what it is exactly. So.
Yeah, they have a number of videos, but
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of training that goes with. You get a 16 page when you do the
yep.
ZYTO scan.
Okay. I don't even know if I pulled up the right one because this is about some type of training or what have you, but. Anyway, just send me a picture of it, Sister Mary Nichols. I appreciate it. Any more questions? All right. Well, we're going to move on to prayer. I'm going to pray for senior citizens. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for every senior citizen that's on, the ones who came on, had to go off. I pray for Glory Dean, Vivian, Rose, Mother Ludell, Mother Sneed, you know, all the seniors that we are connected with in our churches, in our families, in our environment, in our city. And we thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare that according to Lamentations 1:20, our bowels will not be troubled. According to Lamentations 5:15, I'm sorry, somebody saying something? Our eyes will not be dim. Psalms 25:17, our heart will not be troubled. According to Lamentations 3:16, our teeth will not be broken, rotten, or loose. We will not be troubled by anything. Proverbs 10:1, none of our words will fall to the ground. 1 Samuel 3:19. So, Father, we thank you for your word. We decree and declare that we walk in health and healing, that every senior on here, those we connected with in our home, in our families, city, state, church, we walk in divine health and healing. We are wise. We use wisdom in eating. We choose wise food wisely, the food, the water, the substances that go into our bodies. We choose wisely the things that we bring into our homes. We decree and declare no toxic chemicals will come into our home. No bleach, no potash, no, you know, all of those sprays that we pray, that we spray in our homes that cause us to get sick. Spraying in the bathroom, you know, all the Lysol and all of those toxic chemicals, we will not use them anymore. We will use wisdom. We will research things, Lord God, in the name of Jesus as to what we should use, even those things that you plug in the wall, those plug-in things that spray throughout your house. Give us wisdom. We don't live in the 19 anymore. We are now in 2023, and it's a different ball game. So as seniors, help us to begin to search and research and question and begin to read, as Sister Mary said, the labels, to find out what it is we need to keep healthy in today's society, because so much, even the fast food is full of toxins, and it's not live food. We need more live food, more carrots without peeling them, and sweet potatoes and beans and corn and cabbage and collard greens and mustard greens and turnip greens without boiling them to death, without boiling the life out of them, oh God. Teach us how to cook in 2023, how to prepare our foods, and help us to eat more live foods, carrots and live beets and all of those things, celery, that's going to keep us healthy and well, to keep up with the latest information on natural healing, Lord, because some of the medical healing is so intrusive on our body. We have to go and scan machines that has radiation on them, and people are taking two and three high blood pressure medications that's causing, you know, all kind of problems in our body. Help us to use wisdom. It's not business as usual. We have to get in the secret place, Lord God, and consult you on how to live in this now environment that we live in. And so, Father, we are thanking you for leading and guiding us by your Holy Spirit. Order our steps daily in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I'm going to ask Sister Mary Nichols, if you could pray for they're toddlers now. They were babies, but they're toddlers. Thank God for them, for their mothers, Chloe, Zoe, Revere, and Devin. If you could pray and thank God that they're healed. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the precious children that we've been praying for quite a while. And it's joyful, Lord, to hear that they are growing, they are improving, they're changing. And we just praise you, Lord, for your powerful hand over these children. We thank you for Micheline and the other mothers of these children, that you have blessed them with the responsibility of these precious children. Lord, there are children all around need your healing touch. And we just thank you, Lord, that we have actually been able to hear about and to see some of these children that we've been praying for. We just ask you, Lord, to take care of their health and that they would grow in Christ and close to you, Lord, as they grow. Thank you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Mary. Sister Mary Coleman. But this is for everybody before I ask you to pray for this, but I need everybody to listen. And Sister Mary Coleman, if you could pray accordingly. I got a text from a sister a few days ago, I believe it was Monday, about mass shooting in Nashville, Tennessee, where three children were killed in a private school and three adults. And then Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Minneapolis, children are getting targeted all over. There's so much, guns and things that people are, they could easily get now. So I did research. Only in America are our children being murdered, violent shooting, violently. So we're going to pray for their safety and protection, that the schools would use wisdom. Many schools now have police on the premises because, our children are getting harm, killed, not just harm, but killed, for no apparent reason. Somebody's angry and they're just going into the school. And they're, the first one started with the Columbine murder where they murdered all those children. And then now throughout America, if you do research, they're just bombarding schools and killing the children for no reason, no apparent reason, just insanity. The devil is like, you know, he's raging, like during the time of Jesus when, you know, God told Mary, Joseph, don't take Mary there, go the other way. So we got to begin to pray, get in the secret place, begin to listen to the voice of God, because he's going to lead us who to pray for, when to pray for him. Sometimes Lord stopped me. He said, pray for this, pray for that. I could be eating. He want me to stop and pray right then. So we got to be obedient to God because our children are getting murdered. We got to pray that the parents would, you know, pay more attention. The school will pay more attention to the environment and what's going on. I know they're going there for an education, but they got to be safe. Even when they walk in the school, you know, we got to, you know, their faces are in their cell phones. They're not watching their environment. So we are praying for our children everywhere. So Sister Mary, if you could pray against random killings, murders of our children, even murders of the unborn. They're starting with the unborn. They want to kill off a whole generation. And God doesn't love, he doesn't like it at all. So, okay, Sister Mary Coleman.
Yes, Heavenly Father, we come to you in the matchless name, Lord Jesus, exalting, magnifying, glorifying, blessing, and praising your name. Father, we know that you are God that sees. Father, you are omnipotent, you're omniscient, you're omnipotent. Father, we know that you are compassionate God. We know how you love children. You said, suffer the little children to come to me. We know, Heavenly Father, that you instituted the family. So we know that you care about what is happening here in America. Yes, Lord. You wish, we know that you wish, Heavenly Father, for these children and these families, Heavenly Father. I believe that you want them, Heavenly Father, to be protected. So we're going to pray, Heavenly Father, for you protecting them, you keeping them from all harm and danger, that your Holy Spirit will guide their footsteps to safety, Lord. We are praying that the families, Heavenly Father, will know their responsibilities over your children, that the children are they are responsible for their children till they come to the age of accountability. Yes, Lord. You instituted the family, Lord. Father, we pray that these families will listen to their children, Heavenly Father. Just listening to them, Heavenly Father, could stop them from choosing the wrong things, Lord, choosing to go out and give away gains and lose their lives. Bless, Heavenly Father, that families will work with the teachers in the community. Because that's what it's going to take. It's going to take a village, Heavenly Father, to stop these killings and children making the wrong decisions, to turn to drugs and to be a part of gangs. And Father, we're praying, Heavenly Father, that the legislators, the people that's in the Senate and
in Congress. Touch their hearts, Heavenly Father, and let them see what is happening and implement laws that will protect families and children. Bless our ministers to get involved, Heavenly Father. It's going to take a village so that our families and our children can be safe and be protected, Lord. So we just ask them, Heavenly Father, right now in the matchless name, Lord Jesus, because you say whatever we ask in his name, it will be done. We're asking, Heavenly Father, for you to just shower down blessings, Heavenly Father. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Blessings, Heavenly Father, upon our families and our children, Heavenly Father, so that they will be protected, Lord. Blessings, Heavenly Father, so that they will be safe, Lord. You said in your word that you would preserve our comings and goings. We're asking, Heavenly Father, that you preserve them, protect them. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right. Does anyone have any special prayer requests today? State your name and I'll pray for you. Any special requests?
Mary Coleman, I have a special request to pray for my son, Chester Lee Coleman Jr., and his son, Jawanza. They're going through some financial difficulties. Also, Heavenly Father, Sister G, I would want you to pray that the taste of drugs leave him.
Okay.
Yes. Pray that he will understand the responsibility of being a father to his son.
Okay. Well, I'm going to pray according to the Spirit of God and see how the Lord leads me. How's that?
Amen.
Oh, no. Amen. Yes. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, you know Chester Cole. You know his child that you birthed through him, and you still have plans for Chester Cole, oh God. Break every addictive spirit, every inherited curse. We say, Satan, loose your hold from this young man, Chester Cole. He is a child of God. He has the mark of God upon him. We cover him with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against him shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Father, his mother is requesting that he take on his fatherly responsibility. But Lord, you already know what he's going through. That thing that happened to him when he was a teenager, we break the curse right now in Jesus' name. We break it in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for what you're doing for her son. We thank you, Lord. Not only Chester Cole, his son, but all of our sons. All of our daughters. We cover them with the blood. Every addictive spirit, we say, go right now in Jesus' name. We decree and declare no more addictions. That, Lord, they will begin to run after you. They'll begin to hunger for you. They'll begin to thirst for you. They'll run and they'll give their lives to you, and their family members will say, what happened? What happened? The prayers, the effectual, fervent prayers of of the righteous availeth much. All of our sons and daughters are set free from addictions. We claim them for your kingdom, O God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare they will be saved, filled with your Holy Spirit, and they will move by your Spirit. Order their steps. Every ungodly thing that attests itself to them, we cut you off at the root. Whether it be drugs, addiction, women addiction, food addiction, unhealthy addiction, we cut you off at the root. Pornography, we cut you off at the root. In the name of Jesus, we cry out for our children. You promise whatever we ask in your name, believe in according to your plan, you will do it, oh God. It's hurtful to a mother's heart to not be able to do anything when she see her child suffering, oh God. And you don't want our children to suffer. You want them to be healthy in the spirit and in soul, in body. Heal our children's minds, Lord. Many of them have been so affected by drugs. They sniffed, shot up their vein, whatever way they did it. Lord, their minds are affected. They're walking around like zombies. They're walking in front of cars. We cut it off at the root. We say, no more in the name of Jesus. You said, the violence take it by force. We snatch them out the hand of the enemy, and we put them on the path of righteousness in your holy name. We say they shall be made whole. Father, as we come in the secret place, abiding in your shadow, Almighty, we will serve you, Lord. You are the children's refuge. You are their fortress. My God, they're going to trust in you like never before. In the mighty name of God, we cover with the blood. We cover with the blood every situation they're facing, every circumstance they're facing, whether it's court, judges, whatever it is. Every attack of the enemy is cut off at the root in Jesus' name. Amen. Any more requests?
Sister Irma, I'd like prayer for my daughter and my grandson, which I have two grandsons working at the same place, and my daughter. Calls one of them because the people is, you know, the ones that work at a prison, and the ones that's over them, it's so mean to them, they, you know, make them quit. And they need
help.
I don't know what's wrong with them, you know, because they're short of guards and everything, and they just make them quit. And just praying for their protection and the, you know, that the Lord would touch the ones that's over them, their heart, in the name of Jesus. And I agree with that and receive that prayer that you just prayed in the name of Jesus for parts of my family as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Father, we come before your holy presence. You heard her prayer request. Father, we're concerned about our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. We're concerned about a generation from the ones in the womb to the adults, young adults, adults. We're concerned in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you for Sister Irma making that request concerning her daughter, her two grandsons that work in the prison system, Lord God. And, Father, you know the enemy is at work. But you are almighty. You're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask, think, or imagine that you can do. So, Father, we're asking you in the name of Jesus that cruelty be cut off at the root. Every cruel spirit, every antagonistic spirit, we say go in the name of Jesus. We cut you off at the root in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against our children were prosperous. And Lord, you're able to shut the mouths of them big demons, them lying demons that's in the prison system, that's lording over the workers, that some of them have mental problems, some of them have emotional problems, some of them have physical ailments that's going on that's causing them to have ill minds. So we thank you, Lord God, for peace, that kind of peace that you can give her daughter, her grandson, all of our children, peace that passeth all human understanding, that kind of peace that only you can give. Lord, no matter what's going on in the prison, you will give them peace so they're able to keep their jobs and endure the situation, and teach them how to pray before they go, to pray before they go to work, pray while they're there, pray when they leave the job in the name of Jesus. And Lord, every demon on assignment to attack them, we cut you off at the root right now. Every raging demon, those demons that are out to discourage him, those demons that are out to rule, we take authority over you right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you that you gave us authority to speak to every situation, that those things will stop in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for protection, for divine direction and guidance. We thank you, Lord God, even if they have to go over those heads of those authorities, those people in authority, and report them. I thank you that they'll begin to record it on their phones, that they're able to take them in there. But, Lord, you already recorded it. So, Father, I thank you that that abusive spirit will leave in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, we got time for one more. It's time to close out. Okay, we probably covered everything. So I thank God for each of you, Father. I come before you, and I thank you for Sister Mary Coleman. I thank you for Sister Mary Nichols, Sister Irma, Julia. Sister Julia, I thank you for Delia Williams. I thank you for Sister Vaughn and other someone else who's on the line. I don't have their number, not familiar with who they are, but you know their name, Lord God. So, Father, I thank you. I cover us, our families, our neighbors, our neighborhood, our cities, our state, our nation with the blood of Jesus. Father, I thank you that we walk in divine health and healing. 1,000 may fall at one side, 10,000 at the other, but no harm will come nigh us in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you that you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, are our divine deliverer. Deliver us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, from every ungodly way, every ungodly thing that's coming against us, our minds, our bodies. We thank you, Lord God, for divine protection, divine intervention in every situation. We appreciate you, Lord God. We thank you that we are more than two gathered together in your name. You're in the midst of us. We bless you. We honor you. We give you glory. You are the King of glory. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Precious blood, your blood, your blood, the blood, the blood over every one of us in our families. In the mighty name of Jesus, heal knees. All those sore, stiff knees, heal them, Lord. Even the spine problems, heal, Lord God. The lower back and the hip problems, heal, Lord God. We decree and declare we won't put foreign substances in our bodies through surgery, trying to get false knees and all of that, but we will begin to do what's necessary. We have to lose weight, and we have to eat differently, whatever it takes, that we would have the fruit of the Spirit, self-control, temperance. We will take authority over those things that come to control us. We decree and declare all addiction, whether it's cold drink, sugar, food that we should not eat, sweet sugar, we say go in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. I love you all so much. We need more prayer warriors on Tuesdays to pray for the children, the unborn in particular, and the other children, that they'll be safe going to school, coming home. And don't forget it, bend the knee during the week. Shut the TV down. Shut everything down and say, Lord, I'm coming on behalf of the children in the schools. I'm praying for them on the school bus. I'm praying for them in the classroom, in the school building. I'm praying for the faculty. They need prayer. So don't be slowful in prayer. Wake up. Even if you have to put it in your phone, say 2 o'clock every day, I'm going to pray for the school system. I'm going to pray for the schools in America. Whatever it is, take the time to do it. Take the time to do it, okay? I love y'all so much. Look forward to talking to you Tuesday on the Tuesday prayer line for the children. Next Wednesday, on the Wednesday midweek Bible study. All right, love y'all. Yeah. Have a great day.
Thank you, Steve.
Love you, too.